Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Demai Bishop, and I'm here with
Jazzy Frierson.
Tucker Bolson.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and five-star rate. So how was y'all weekend?
It was good.
I didn't do a whole lot.
What about you?
It was good. I went to Charlotte to celebrate my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
We didn't get to do a podcast on your birthday, but happy birthday.
Thanks, Tucker.
Of course.
What is your favorite song?
I got...
Alone by Rod Wave.
I got too many at the moment. I don't think I could pick just one.
I don't think I could pick just one.
Now it's time for the Red Fox recap.
Steady offense and a solid defensive performance led by the Lady Fox to a region win over Myrtle Beach. Hartsville took down the Seahawks 50-23. The victory moves the Lady Fox to 15-6 overall and 5-2 in the region. Jazzy Frierson led the Lady Fox with 21 points. Other scoring for Hartsville, Ariana Scott, 5. Jaleel Lyles, 4 points. Jasmine Reyes with 3 points. Brooke Mitchell, 4. And Tatiana Fisher with 9 points.
In boys basketball, the Red Foxes bounced back from a recent struggles and beat Myrtle Beach 59-46 last night. The Foxes started strong, stretching to a 7-point halftime lead. They extended the lead to in the second half to pull away to the 13-point win. DeAndre Huggins was the game's high scorer with 19, followed closely by Shaquan Pendergrass with 14. Other Hartsville scorers, Cam Foman with 6, Xavion Robinson with 10, Jamal Brown with 1, Braden Crawley with 7, and Tyreek Fisher with 2.
In wrestling, Hartsville hosted the Region 6 4A Individual Wrestling Championship yesterday. 3 Red Foxes came out on top. The top 5 finishers in each weight class advanced to the lower state qualifier. At the 120-pound weight class, Danchez McNeil went as the top seed and won the championship, defeating Avin Rosado of South Florence 3-1. At the 132-pound weight class, Daquez McNeil, the number 2 seed, defeated the top seeded Sydney McDonald of Wilson. McNeil found himself behind early in the match. He was able to fight back and tie the match, only to fall back behind. Daquez was able to win by pin in the third period. Finally, Jackson Chavis, at 220 pounds, won the region crown. He was able to make fast work of his opponent as he pinned Richard Hobbs of South Florence in the first minute of the match. Other Red Foxes who qualified for lower state in their finishers, 106-pound Will Cook, 113 Darren Haney, 126-pound Zach Lynch, 138-pound Noah Gilbert, 145-pound Elijah Wilson, 160-pound Ford Watts, 182-pound Judy Yates, 195 Byron Coe, and 285, Tyrese Mitchell.
Here is Coach Boob with the upcoming events for this week of January 30th.
Go whenever.
Coach Boob, what athletic schedule for this week?
So this week's not quite as busy as last week, for sure. So this week is mainly just varsity basketball. Last weekend, wrestling took spent the weekend with their Region 6 individual tournament and the team tournament. So now they're just gearing up for the playoffs. They'll travel on Saturday to James Island to take on James Island and Irmo. And so they got to win both to be able to move on in the playoffs. Wrestling's a little bit unique. They do the first two rounds in the same day. So that's what will happen on Saturday. So wrestling was a number 2 seed. So they're still high up there and got a good chance of winning those two and coming home with it. And then as far as basketball this week, we got North Myrtle Beach. Our varsity teams will travel there tomorrow. And then on Thursday and Friday, our JV teams will travel to West Florence. And then we'll be home against West Florence. And remember, it's Spirit Week, so we need a lot of fans. We need a lot of crowd noise and fans cheering on our Red Foxes this weekend.
Thank you, Coach Boob.
Now it's time for the Athlete of the Week segment. Today we would like to introduce to the podcast Jude Yates.
Okay, we're going to start with a few icebreaker questions. Who do you look up to?
I'll probably look up to my mom.
What is your greatest accomplishment?
My greatest accomplishment is probably qualifying for the state tournament last year.
Are you a friends or family type of hangout person?
I like to say both.
What's your favorite sports team?
Sports team, Baltimore Ravens.
Favorite food to eat at a restaurant?
Probably a steak.
What's your favorite time of year, like your favorite season?
Summer.
Okay. Have you always lived in Hartsville?
Nah, I moved here my freshman year from Maryland.
What are some things you enjoy?
I enjoy wrestling, I enjoy hanging out with my friends and family, and I enjoy just chilling out, really.
What's your dream college, and do you plan on pursuing wrestling in college?
My dream college is the Citadel, and I've been in touch with some of the coaches. I'm not sure if I'm wrestling there yet or not.
How did you get into wrestling?
My sister came home in seventh grade, and she joined her high school team, so I thought it'd be kind of cool to join a team.
What are your inspirations?
My inspiration is probably Coach Spell. He kind of taught me a lot, and he kind of took me under his wing.
What are some of your biggest strengths?
My biggest strength, I like to say, is the way I can fight through adversity and the way I can just pull through things.
What is it like being a captain?
It's kind of cool. I've seen the team build over these past 4 years, and it's kind of cool to lead it now and just do everything that I've learned.
How does this being your senior year make you feel?
It's kind of sad, but it's also kind of cool. It's the best year I've had so far, so that's good. All my hard work's paid off, but then again, it's coming to a close soon. So yeah.
Any shout-outs?
Shout-out my boy Drake Howe, my dog.
All right, I want to thank you for your time. We hope to see you on the show again.
Thank y'all.
Thank you for listening. Once again, remember, you can listen to Hartsville Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. I'm your host, Demai Bishop, and I'm here with
Tucker Polson,
Jazzy Frierson.
And we're out. Boom.